This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the position of housing in Islamic culture. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of the position of housing in Islamic culture. We know that Islam says that if someone needs a house, it is necessary to him to have a house. And initially, in the early time in the Islam, we can see that whenever a couple used to marry, like a man or a woman, when they used to marry, the other people or the neighbors or the parents, they used to help them in making a house separately if they needed that. So the people, they were all helping each other, and they used to manage to make a house or build a house for this new couple. And therefore, Islam also emphasizes on such thing. On the other hand, we can see that in today's world, we have a lot of issues. For example, the people where they are hungry, they do not have anything to eat, they are facing the thirst, they are facing the, the being hunger, they are facing the hardship in their life. And on top of that, there is another issue, which is the rent. And they are forced, obviously, according to today's system, according to this capitalist system that we have today in this world, the people, they are obviously, they have to pay this rent in order to have a proper place to live, which shouldn't be this way, because it is the capitalist system. In the capitalism, the person who owns the house is earning through any means he wants, and there is no idea of charity or helping people or the social life. Therefore, people, general people, are suffering from such ideas. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the position of housing in Islamic culture. And we said that, unfortunately, in today's world, due to the system which is running the whole world, which is known as capitalism, due to that, people are suffering from the housing issues. They do not have house. They have to pay heavy rents. And on top of that, the houses are not according to their needs. So they are only getting the house which they can basically, they can pay off, or they can pay the rent, which they can pay its rent. That is the criteria of choosing a house in today's world. And it is not according to the needs of the person. So we need to look at the Islamic teachings, because Islamic teaching says that this house which you need to live, according to the Islamic teachings, where you can follow your religion, where you can have peace and happiness in your life, it should be in a way that it should be enough for you. And on top of that, it should have some place for you to enjoy your life. So therefore, when we look at the Islamic point of view of choosing a house, Islam emphasizes on this. But on the other hand, Islam also stops us from oppressing someone. So we need to help. We have infaq in the religion. We have this feeling of helping others in the religion. And the rewards are near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to help each other in order to provide a better house, a shelter for the others as well, inshallah. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.